بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. حضرت مولانا اشرف علی تھانوی رحمۃ اللہ فرماتے تھے حضرت جنید بغدادی رحمۃ اللہ علیہ کو وفات کے بعد کسی نے خواب میں دیکھا تو سوال کیا حق تعالی نے آپ کے ساتھ کیا معاملہ فرمایا. حضرت مولانا اشرف علی تھانوی رحمۃ اللہ علیہ سیٹ حضرت جنید بغدادی رحمۃ اللہ علیہ after he had passed away, someone saw him in his dream, and then he asked Hazrat Junaid Baghdadi rahmatullahi, how did you fare by Allah Ta'ala? How did Allah Ta'ala take your reckoning? Then he replied, aap ne farmaya, Hazrat Junaid Baghdadi rahmatullahi responded, fanyatil haqa'iku wal isharatu wa nafadatil rumuzu wal ibaratu wa ma nafa'ana اللہ رقعات فی جوف اللیل, یعنی سارے علوم و حقائق وغیرہ فنا ہو گئے, یہاں کچھ کام نہ آئے, اگر کچھ کام آئے تو صرف وہ چھوٹی چھوٹی رکعتیں کام آئے جو میں آدھی رات کو پڑھا کرتا تھا. یعنی تہجد. سو حضرت جنید بغداد رحمۃ اللہ واز دا امام آف دا صوفیہ, امنگسٹ دا گریٹسٹ آف دا صوفیہ اولیاء. He said all the subtleties and spiritual mysteries and stages and states and spiritual experience, everything was forgotten there. It was not even taken into account. But what was taken into account and what came to my assistance were the short rakats. The short rakats of salat which I would perform in late at night after midnight, referring to tahajjud. This does not mean that Hazrat Junaid Baghdadi rahmatullahi such a great person, he slept away the whole night. No, the greater part of the night was spent in ibadat, and then he would go sleep again for a short while and then wake up again and then perform short rakats of tahajjud, either 8 rakats or 12 rakats. From this incident we understand the importance of tahajjud salat. It is of great importance and significance. It does not mean that because something is not farad, we should not attach any importance to it. Tahajjud salat is meant for everyone. It's not only for the awliya and the buzruks. It's meant for every person. In the initial stages, it was compulsory, and until the end it remained compulsory for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But when the salat 5 times a day became farz, then the farziyat or the compulsion of it was removed, it was lifted. But it is a salat of great importance. Everyone should make an endeavor to cultivate this practice of tahajjud salat. If you are not in the practice, in the habit of performing it, if it's difficult for you to rise up late in the night, at least make a start, make a beginning, that before going to bed, perform 2 rakats or 4 rakats with the intention of tahajjud. Inshallah, you will gain the thawab. You will gain the thawab of tahajjud salat. And if you are regular with performing tahajjud even before you go to bed, then inshallah Allah Ta'ala will give you tawfiq. Allah Ta'ala will give you the tawfiq and the ability to wake up then wake up at night time also. You see that life is coming to an end. Every day that passes is one day, one step nearer to the qabr. Our life is melting away like a candle burning. People don't take notice. We have to wake up now while there is an opportunity. You don't want to wake up at the time of maut, when it's too late. We have to be wakeful now and become diligent. And no matter how minor or small a good deed may appear, one should not forgo it. Take advantage of the opportunity of practicing even a small deed. If you walk in the road also, there's something which is harmful to someone, a pea laying there or a stone in the way, remove it. It's a kafara for sins also. Hazrat Junaid Baghdadi rahmatullahi, he had appeared to somebody else also in a dream. And on this occasion when he reappeared, that person, that Buzruk asked him, Hazrat, how did you fear by Allah Ta'ala? So Hazrat Junaid Baghdadi rahmatullahi said, Alhamdulillah, Allah Ta'ala granted me maghfirat, forgiveness. That is the greatest hope of everyone, especially the awliya. There's a hope that they must obtain maghfirat, forgiveness by Allah Ta'ala. Because no one knows whether his amal and his piety have been accepted by Allah Ta'ala or not. Whether there is genuine sincerity and ikhlas in us when we are doing a good deed, only Allah Ta'ala is aware. So the hope and the dua should all be for maghfirah. Allah Ta'ala must grant us maghfirah. When He has forgiven us, then the road is ahead clear then. So the Junaid Baghdadi said that, Alhamdulillah, Allah Ta'ala has granted me maghfirah and has granted me darajat, ranks also, elevated ranks also. But my neighbor has surpassed me. My neighbor, Allah Ta'ala has given him higher ranks than the ranks which he gave me. Now who was his neighbor? This person asked, how did it come your neighbor surpass you? Hazrat Junaid Baghdadi, firstly his neighbor was a shoemaker. Hazrat Junaid Baghdadi, his neighbor was a shoemaker. All day long he would spend his time in making, repairing shoes. But in his heart he had this yearning and would make all dua, Ya Allah, set me also free like Junaid Baghdadi. Junaid Baghdadi remained a bachelor until the end of his life. And his entire life was devoted to Zikrullah and Ibadat. Amongst the greatest of the awliya, Hazrat Junaid Baghdadi was. So this cobbler or shoemaker used to make dua, Ya Allah, set me free like Junaid Baghdadi so that I also can become engrossed in your remembrance, Ibadat. This was always the yearning in the heart of this cobbler, of this shoemaker. But Allah Ta'ala never granted him that opportunity. So he continued until he died, and he died as a shoemaker. Ordinary person. But because of the sincerity of his yearning in his heart, Allah Ta'ala accepted him. And Allah Ta'ala granted him greater ranks. He was elevated higher than even Hazrat Junaid Baghdadi. So I say, no one knows who the Akhirat, what will take place in the Akhirat, how Allah Ta'ala will judge people there. For us, a person is a buzruk, he's a sheikh, he's a great wali, etc. Yes, he's a great wali, but as far as the ranks are concerned, in akhirat, even an ordinary person, a layman, may surpass even a great buzruk, he'll surpass him and he'll go into Jannah long before the great buzruk, he will still have to give account. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, he said, this wife of mine, Aisha, radiallahu ta'ala, she will be entering Jannat 500 years before many of the other Sahaba, the senior Sahaba also. And why was that? It is because she spent her life right until Maut in extreme poverty. Extreme poverty. Sometimes they have no food to eat to make iftar with also. And so she had very little to give account. The more we have here, the more ni'mat of the bounties of Allah Ta'ala we have here, the more account there will be. We say that, it's such a time for akhirat. For the halal you have, you will have to give hisab, something reckoning. And for the haram you have committed here, there is azab. For the halal is hisab, and for the haram there is azab. So there, whilst others, despite their piety, their taqwa and their greatness, they have to give a reckoning for all their deeds. And so all the ni'mat, that point. That day Allah Ta'ala going to question us for every bounty, every favor He had bestowed to us. Nothing should be taken for granted. There is a reckoning for everything that will be demanded and we have to give them. So when that reason, the less one has, the better he will fare off in akhirat. For that reason, the Prophet Aisha, she will be 500 years ahead in Jannah before, while the others are still caught up caught up in the hisab, in the reckoning of Qiyamah. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين